Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves Crossover Edition. I'm so excited to have all of my fabulous guests here today. I'm actually so pumped. Becca, why don't you go ahead and start and introduce yourself? Where are you from?
Okay.
How'd you get to LA? Give us a little 411 on Becca.
I'm Becca. I am 19 years old. And I grew up in Arizona, and when I was about 18.
So long ago.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, you're so
really
old.
Ancient times. I was like, you know what? I want to move to LA and pursue music and everything in the entertainment space.
Amazing.
I'm Lexi. I'm 26. And I just moved back here from New York. I was in New York for 5 years because I came out here when I was 18. I was like, I just don't think this is for me. I have to go to New York where my people are. I'm from Virginia. So did that for 5 years, graduated school, came back here after the pandemic. And I'm a podcast host, and I've been on YouTube for 12, 13 years.
Her content's amazing. Yeah, we love.
OG internet girly.
We love. And we're so glad she's back on the West Coast.
Feels good. This time around, I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
Now I have a better sense of self. I was 18, 19, just big fish, small pond to... Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. To move anywhere.
And then now I'm older, understand myself a little bit more. And I'm like, there's the beach, there's the mountains. Yeah. Like, I just love LA for what it offers and not the time of my life that I'm in.
Yeah.
Very fair. Good. I feel like I relate to that.
Cool.
Tristan.
Hi, you guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm Tristan Watson, of course, host of Grits to Glam.
Of course. Of course.
I'm from Alabama, and so born and raised in the South and moved to Atlanta after college. And then, you know, after about 3.5 years, I decided, you know, I kind of needed to jump ship out of there. Love my friends to damn death, but had to leave, go to L.A. And so I've been here for like over a year and a half and live in West Hollywood. What other question? I'm 27. I just had a birthday. So if y'all want to get me anything for my birthday.
So fun.
Thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, I need to have another party. Well, maybe next year I will. Actually, I want to have a party this summer and do something really fun as well. Because we had a murder mystery party and it was great.
Very fun.
TK was a murderer. She was horrible at it.
I was. And War Damn Eagle, by the way. Does anyone know what War Damn Eagle is?
No.
Okay,
no.
You should know because you said you had Auburn family.
Yeah.
I'm a fake
Auburn
you're
fan.
A fake
Explain what War Damn Eagle is.
Well, it's just, I mean, that's our like battle cry. It's just like War Eagle and our mascot. Well, our mascots all be the tiger, but we say War Eagle. It's really confusing.
It's confusing. Okay. It's an Auburn thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was a student recruiter for the school and it was always the most annoying question to have to answer. No offense. That was a great question. You're a great host.
It was always the most annoying.
It's like such a stupid fucking question. No, but yeah, War Eagle, War Eagle this, War Eagle that, War Eagle anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop talking
and
about
War Eagle, Alexis.
And War Eagle, by the way.
Alexis, where are you from?
I'm from Missouri, Midwest
girly.
I'm 25. I've lived out here since I was 18, which is so crazy. But I moved out here to become a makeup artist. I've been doing that forever now. Beauty content creation, all the things.
I love it. So talented, by the way.
Thank you.
So we have this in common. We all moved to LA when we were 18.
Yeah. And y'all stuck through it.
We stuck through it. How old were you when you moved to LA?
I think 24 or 25.
Okay.
Maybe.
So
hey,
Becca.
No, something. When we were 18.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so sorry. So Becca is now 19.
Ooh.
How do you feel about living in LA? Like, what questions do you have for us?
Okay. So in the beginning, it was like, I feel like there's like 6 months where you're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
You're like going out. Like there's like, you're like going out.
Oh, I was such a club rat.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Club rat?
Yeah.
Like clubs?
I mean, yeah, but like
okay.
On the dome.
Okay.
You know? but I feel like after that, it's like, oh, okay. You like start to like be like self-aware, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And then you're like, this is like your little fish in a big pond.
Mm. I feel
like there's like that moment where you have to kind of like realize that. But then I feel like you either like make a choice. You're like, okay, I could enjoy this and thrive. And like I love LA. I don't think the energy is just something that you can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to go back to Arizona. Like I'm going to make this like the best place on earth. And so it's kind of like mindset, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Also, when you have, you're like an internet kid, and mm-hmm. then you move to the land of all of your friends being internet kids,
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, wait, what do I have to offer? Like, what's my my career, like, fun opportunity everyone else is doing? So I felt like I had no sense of individuality.
Very true.
But
it's such
that.
A mindset thing, because everyone is an individual,
mm-hmm.
and there is something that we all have to offer. But I love that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I also like love LA, but like I love the palm trees. That's like major. I think we talked about this last time I was on it. I just love the trees. I love the like it not raining, even though I do enjoy good rain sometimes. But I really, Sally Dar, she was talking to us the other day and she was like, I don't know if I love LA or if I just really love the friends that I have here and like the people that you meet and like the... It's just, like, the people's energy is, like, mm-hmm. really great. And I don't know, everybody kind of wants to see everyone succeed. I mean, at least in my case for the most part. But I don't. It's weird. I still love L.A., but I'm just trying to figure out, like, where I'm standing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
I will say it's definitely, for me, it took, like, 3-ish years to find actual good friends. So...
I feel like that's normal.
Yeah, don't worry if you feel flustered. Yeah. In the slightest. I know we like one time Becca came to my house and I was like, this is how LA works.
It was a big sister talk.
Yeah. It was great. I loved it. But I saw so much myself in you being like, what am I doing here? Like, who are my friends? Uh-huh. Like, these people were mean to me. And it's scary.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone deals with that when they move here. So how did you get over that hump, Alexis?
Honestly, I feel like it was a little different for me because I was in makeup school when I first moved out here.
Oh, that's right.
And so I lived in like a dorm, basically. They like had apartments and they rented out a few units where it was only like the makeup artist students. So we felt like we were in college. It was our own little sorority. We had the best time, but it was amazing for 6 months. And then everyone moved back to their hometowns except for me. And so that's when it was really hard for me because I was like, wait, like,
who are my
friends? I've been having the best time of my life for the last 6 months. Now what? And I feel like it took me like, honestly, like you, like two or three years to actually make friends. And it was hard, but social media is so great for it too, because obviously we all do content creation in some way. So it's like, hey, let's collab. Let's go to coffee. Let's do this. There's always a way to like turn something into filming and getting work stuff done, but also having a friendship.
And there's always people moving.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always people visiting who are like begging for a place to stay.
Begging for a hotel room.
Not, I'm begging for you to put your credit card down and get a hotel room. Like,
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything you wish you would have known in your 20s or your early 20s that you know now, looking back?
I'd say like never. I don't know if that question was for me, but never. Like, when I moved to LA, I thought I was like gonna be too old, and I thought I was out of my like, you know, fun phase of like being me and being like the going out and being social and having just a good time. But then I just started to realize like it doesn't fucking matter in the slightest. Like it doesn't. Like now I'm 27, I'm still feeling the same. Of course, there are more emotions that come along with being like older, but like, and hangovers, but like it's still like no matter what age you are, it's not too old to make a leap to whatever you want to do. And if you feel like, you know, like I was in Atlanta and I was just like really wanting to get out and change up my daily kind of vibes and energy and just did it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if it was going to work out. And then after a couple months, it was just like met a lot of my best friends and it was.
And then you changed your daily vibes.
Yeah, it ended up really working out.
I love
out.
That. Didn't Kim Kardashian only get famous when she was like 30?
I think
later.
Yeah.
Actually, just saw
all the time in the world.
I just saw an infographic and it was saying like all of the CEOs of all these companies and like when they popped off or like designers, it was like
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang, like 45 or like I don't know if that's true. But there was a bunch of them and it was like they were in their like 40s, 50s or late 30s, which gave me peace of mind because I always think I'm behind.
I will say I'm really grateful that I've always felt excited for every chapter of my life where I've never felt in a rush to get everything I ever want right now because what am I gonna strive for later? Yeah. Like, I want to be a model when I'm in my 70s and be doing like aging cream for like Lancome or whatever.
You have great skin.
Do you have any skin secrets?
Take your makeup off every single night. Okay, do not sleep with your makeup on.
With the Emily June.
Oh, Emily June, 20s world.
20s world. Get the cleansing balm.
Of course. Also moisturize. I'm heavy on the moisturizer.
What moisturizer do you use?
Oh, it's really expensive. But I also like CeraVe.
What is it?
Tell us now.
I love a good expensive skincare
it's
moment.
It's Fresh's calming mask. So it's not even a moisturizer. It's a mask that I use as a moisturizer. And I got it in PR. And I was just using it kind of, you know, heavy-handedly, not knowing the price of it. And then I go to Sephora to buy another one. It was $65, $68. So I was like, oh, I can't. Like, I just need to go to Target and get, like, the $13 one. And then I went home and I thought about it. Then I went back to
Sephora. It was living rent-free in your head?
Yeah, it was living rent-free in my head. And I went back and so I have like almost a $70 moisturizer. You don't need it.
I
really like it.
Yeah, but like her skin is really good. So you might need it.
Well, you can tell that I have a little bit of shame about it.
That is so fine. I'm so glad that you confessed that to us.
Thanks.
Sometimes you like need to spit. Like I was always under the thing. Like I used to only exclusively buy Target clothes. And this is like a Target vest, of course. But then I'm like, sometimes you just have to pay for quality. Like, you have for to sure. just yeah. pay for, like...
It sucks when you start paying for quality and then you just can't go back.
Yeah. So true. The first time it's so hard.
It's like living like a little trash rat.
And I do not have the budget to be paying for quality, like, but I want it so
bad. But now
bad.
It's too good to, like...
Well, Alexis is like the cosmetic queen. I have to ask, what are your favorite drugstore and, I guess, nice or luxury moisturizers or skincare products or makeup, whatever you want?
Ooh, oh my God, that's so hard. I mean, I think CeraVe is really good for drugstore. I love the Bobbi Brown Repair Cream for all of my celebrity clients. I always use that. I feel like I discovered that like a year and a half ago and I haven't used anything since.
It smells so good.
It's so good. And it just like feels so luxurious.
Do you use this as the base of the makeup?
Yeah, I use it as the moisturizer because I always think that skin prep is so important. I always like love to prep their skin. I don't like it whenever they come in with their skin prepped because I'm like, I want to give you a little facial, like massage it in. Like, there's just a way to do
But like, I don't wear makeup, but I would love for you to do my makeup.
It just makes the makeup look so much better if you like actually take your time with skincare. I think that's honestly more important to splurge on skincare than makeup.
Mm-hmm. My God, you're so
that
famous.
That was going to be my question for you because I feel like the quality of skincare, oftentimes the higher price actually does make a difference. But I feel like a lot of times for makeup, some of the drugstore makeup is just as good as the high-end makeup
so
that
true.
I own.
I love the Maybelline concealers. Like, I could use those in my kit.
Oh, yeah, the Fit Me.
And be so good. Yeah, they're so, good.
Wait, those are good.
I have a question about, okay, so obviously, like, Stalk, you love your videos and everything like that. We met before. But I need to, I mean, I have to say that. I told her that earlier.
By the way, I'm stuck. I prefer it when people say that.
I know. Yeah. I think every single time I've done, like, or met someone, I'm always just, like, very open with about it. But
I love being a fangirl.
No, I mean, it's so fun. Too. So, like, when you're starting to record with, like, because I just saw Alex Earl, obviously, like, how does the conversation, like, get started? Like, is it hard to kind of, like, read their personalities? Or,
great
like,
question.
Is it ever awkward?
Yes and no. Like, I feel like I'm really good at reading the room in that sense, and I don't, like, overstep. Like, whenever Alex and I glam, for example, I'm like, hey, girl, like, do you care if I film? And I was like, it won't have sound. Like, we'll just prop it up. She's like, oh, my God, of course. And then, like, we tend to get more and more comfortable with each other every time I glam the person, too. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now with Tana, like, I can film anything, and she, like, doesn't care at all, you know?
That's so fun. I always just, like, never know what, like, I want to hear what you're talking about so bad. Like, what's
all
being
the
said.
Tea.
Yeah.
All the tea.
And then, like, what happens when the camera's off or, like, when you first get there. I don't know. I think that's just, like, my reality TV, like, love. So, like, I need more.
I know. Honestly, I feel that. I love reality TV. So, I'm like, I wish I could just have cameras around at all times.
You need to do that little NFL mic'd up thing where you're, like,
wait,
mic'd
that
up.
Wait, that
was
so
around.
Funny.
Right?
Yes. That's actually such a good idea.
That would honestly be cute.
You should do that on, like, an award show day.
Yeah.
When it's, like, you have so many people.
I'll come with you.
Okay.
Kristen's your assistant. Yeah. Do you have a go-to question that you ask celebrities when you can kind of tell they want to talk?
I feel like always dating.
Oh.
Like, are you dating? Are you seeing anyone? Like, what's been going on?
Oh, you're trying to get the freaking tea.
Well, everyone loves to talk about that. I feel like that's always when people, like, perk up and they're like, oh, my God. So I, like, met this guy the other night. And that's when it, like, gets fun
true.
And exciting.
I love it.
I love it. Does anyone have any crazy dating stories? Or is anyone dating anyone right now?
Not
or
all
real
crickets.
Single?
No.
So I'm dating people, like, in my mind. But, like, other than that, no.
Who are you dating in your mind?
Just, like, multiple people. It depends, like, people on Instagram, people in real life, people I meet for about 45 mm-hmm. seconds. You know, people are just, like, at the gym and just, like, walk by and we're, like, going different ways.
Oh.
Kind of people like that.
I feel that.
And I did see a TikTok that was, like, you need to stop dating your, like, imaginary people in your mind. I sound so sick and I am on medication. Just know that. But
just know that.
They were like, you need to break up with your imaginary crushes. And I'm like, why? For what?
Mm,
but, I mean, it's fun, but I do get it. Like, am I at the age to be having those crushes? So
everyone's single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or is everyone on the apps?
Meh.
I'm on a break.
Like, I guess kind of.
Wait, did you go on a date with that guy?
Yes.
How did it go?
I did.
Oh, what,
honestly,
what'd you
it's
do?
Good, but we went to Button Mash.
Okay.
Which is a arcade, but kind of adult-wise. Like, we had orange wine, so, like, we had a glass of wine, and we chatted, and then we went and played some games.
That's a fun thing.
Then we had another glass of wine. Yeah, like, you're mashing the buttons.
Oh, that's making much more
sense.
Yeah, I know.
That's really cute.
Yes. Then we had another glass of wine, played more games, had a third glass of wine, played more games, and then I had him walk me to a place that my friends and I were having drinks. Yeah, it's in Echo Park.
It looks really good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We all go there after this.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really loving that.
And it was a good first date, like a solid first date.
Did you kiss?
Yes.
How was it?
It was good. No. I'll tell everyone after. It was a good first date, but then the text started getting weirder. Like, he was sending me, like, I miss you text, like, after, there's more context related, but, like, the details aren't important. The point is, like, he was sending me texts that were far more intimate than we had ever gotten to. I'm like, Shadi, like, this is not it.
Not at this difficult time.
Difficult moment.
Also, he was sending so much information to me. Like, I was getting all these texts, like videos of him playing the piano.
Like throughout facts the about him?
Just like, these are my hobbies.
Google slideshow.
Where, yeah.
It's like, PowerPoint presentation.
So how did you like wean off of that?
I think I had plans the next weekend, so I didn't see him. And then...
Did you ghost him?
It wasn't a full ghost.
It was a slow ghost.
Casual ghost.
I think there's nothing wrong with a slow ghost, especially if you've only been on one date.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. Then I went out with this guy before Christmas, and we've been out a couple times since.
Wow.
But, like, I'm still curious about him.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but...
What's your type?
Does
anyone know anyone we can set Lexi up with? Go. Tell us your type.
It's so energy based. Me like looking to the camera in case you want to set me up. My roommate was talking about this. She's like, if you lined up all the guys that you were really into, visually they would have nothing in common.
Okay.
Oh wow.
But I love someone who's really smart. I love someone they've got emotional intelligence as well. Mm. I want someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. But does have the ambition. And I want a little silly goose, a little goofy boy.
I love a silly goose.
Yeah.
Has to be a silly goose.
Okay, I'm trying to think of someone that I would set you up with.
Give it some thought.
Let me marinate. Does anyone know of anyone
they would set? We need that new clip, and then I'm going to read back those.
I like, also would like a planner, because I love...
Oh, that's a great quality to look for.
Yeah, someone who's got a little routine, someone who is active and out and about, because I'm down for anything, but I am not great at creating the plan. But I'm down to go on it.
You know what? I agree. I find that so attractive when someone's like, let's go here. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot.
Or, like, we're doing this. Yeah. I'll pick you up this time.
Like, yes. I'm thinking, this Saturday we go to Malibu. There's a restaurant that I've been meaning to go to. Like,
they're confident in the plan.
So bad.
Yeah. We all need that.
I'm the person who likes to make plans, but I feel like I'm doing it so fucking often.
Do you want to go out?
Yeah, no, of course. Like, we can definitely.
Do you want to make out?
Yes.
Like, wait. That's
like, I've been waiting for that. We're going to take a quick pause.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I love making plans, but I, like, crave someone else making plans. Like, yeah, I want, yeah. I just, like, I'm tired of being that person.
You
want to
know that it's not your responsibility all the time.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm.
And, like, makes you feel good, too, when you're invited. You're like, oh,
yes.
You thought about this?
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, trying to actively wait for people to, like, either text me or, like, reach out to me with plans rather than me being like, hey, are you doing anything today? Like, yeah. Shut the fuck up, Tristan. But I don't know. So I guess it goes both ways because I feel like other people are thinking like me, too. Like, they don't want to be a bother. But I'm like, please be a bother. Like,
yeah.
Even if I don't, like, say yes. I mean, exactly. But I will say yes. Like,
or someone to make a plan with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy to contribute. I just need a little direction because I can be a little scattered.
Yeah. Like a little tennis match.
A little tennis match.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any first date spots you guys recommend in LA for people?
I've never been taken on a date in LA.
Really? Becca, we got to get you on a date.
Set me up. I'm single.
I feel like there's
this
some people.
This is literally like TK's bachelor show.
I know it is.
I'm sexy. I'm 26.
Right. I know.
Next episode.
Yeah.
Maybe one of my brother's friends.
Really, that would be great.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one of Phil's friends,
yeah.
Rebecca.
And your brother's young-ish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's like 23 or 24. I don't know which one.
What are you into more like?
He's 23.
You like older, younger?
Like your age?
What's your...
Older. Okay. Not too old. Like
70?
Yeah.
Okay. Like 21.
Like not too old, 70.
Like I like them to have like grandchildren, but like...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, fair enough.
Yeah.
I like Laurel Hardware. Have you guys been there?
Oh,
love
I love
Laurel Hardware.
On my list.
It's a good spot because
really great
it's
pizza.
Yeah, it's perfectly casual, but also like nice enough where you want to look cute.
Yeah.
And you don't need a reservation all the time, but
yes,
if you're on a date.
But you can always get
yeah.
a reservation.
Yes.
That's what I like. It's not like catch. Like
yeah.
I would be like so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I feel. But they have good food, good small bites.
What is it like, okay, being, like, young? Because I'm so curious. I always regret to myself that I didn't move to L.A. sooner,
really?
Like, being younger.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I just, like, want to know, like, is it weird being younger? Do you feel like a lot of people are older than you? Or, like, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of, like, TikTokers and YouTubers that are now, like, your age living
yeah.
here. So, like, is it fun? Is it weird?
It's like, definitely, like, I think right when I moved here, I wasn't in a crowd of people my age. And that was, like, weird because I was, like, moving out for the first time. Like, I come from, like, a Mormon family, too. So it was, like, very... Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, moving to L.A. and, like, just doing things on my own was kind of big for me. But I've always been, like, really independent. So, like, moving here, I was, like, okay, like, this is not the college experience, but this is fun. And, like, I feel like everyone was older when I moved here. But then I feel like you kind of have to dig deep for the people that are, like... your age. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can... There's people my age that go out, but I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're not gonna find, like, kids that are down to, like, go do wholesome things.
Right.
Mm.
Like, when you're out. You know, like, you have to dig
that's
deep
true.
For those kinds of people.
Yeah.
So, like, no one's gonna, like, wanna go, like, sit in an In-N-Out parking lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, talk.
Mm-hmm. I do get...
Stuff.
I feel that pressure, like, being in social media, that it... Every time I come up with a plan, it needs to be, like, so cool
mm-hmm.
for the other people to want to do it. But when in reality, they probably would want to just chill and hang too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel that pressure sometimes.
I love movie nights. Just like sitting, watching movies. Yeah, I movies, love.
Mm-hmm. Or game night. I host a lot of games.
Yes.
I need to come to a game night.
Yeah. Come to a game night.
Yes.
And then we always have a little theme. Like we did brunch after dark.
Oh, you are a planner. Which is amazing.
Yeah, what?
Okay. See, no, I'm not a planner. I'm an executor. If someone comes up with a plan, I can make it happen.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good way to say it, yeah.
But I won't have the plan. I might have the idea, and then someone needs to, like, okay, we need to do this to get there. And I'm like, great, I'll follow these directions.
Didn't y'all do a dip night?
Oh, yeah, let's go for a dip. Wait, and everyone brought a dip.
So cute.
I was thinking, like, skinny dip. Right?
I know, that's the
She's
tease,
like, we ended
huh?
with that.
You're like, let's go for a dip. What does that mean? I'm like, we're talking about hummus.
Oh, my God, I love my new wife. She's amazing.
Have you guys done the, like, platter or the charcuterie of, like, different things? You guys should do that.
Wait, just like a charcuterie
so,
board?
So, like, yeah, everyone will bring a charcuterie board, but it could be like candy, or it could just be fruit, or it
cocktails.
Could just be
maybe
McDonald's, or like fast food. Yeah.
Have you seen the ones where they like make a drink about your exes?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like baby bottles, red flags,
the craziest, outrageous things ever.
So fun. Okay, well, speaking of game night, I want to play a game. We're gonna do a trivia game.
Yes.
And y'all are going to be teams. We have Becca and Lexi on one team, and then Alexis and Tristan on the other team.
We're going to do really good. Alexis really picks up her fucking slack.
We're rooting for us.
Yeah, apparently Alexis isn't competitive, and Tristan is.
The girls that we hear are saying, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm competitive. Like, let's fucking go. And then Alexis is like, ooh, I don't know.
I'm going to bring out my competitive side for you, don't worry.
Good.
So are you guys good with trivia or fun facts? Give me the tea.
I don't know. So what topic?
Yeah, like what category?
Yeah. Everything.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Yeah. Does that make the answer easier?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. So yeah.
Okay.
It's a total sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's it going to work?
I'm going to say a question. We're going to start with you guys. And you're going to have 1 minute to answer. And I tried to give like similar questions so everyone has a fair chance. If you can't answer it within 30 seconds or it's the wrong answer, they have a chance to steal and vice versa.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to discuss with your partner openly on the mic, whatever.
Okay. On live.
On live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Kind of. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, I am
I know.
Okay. I feel like they should get points deducted because we have to go first.
I agree. Void not.
Wait, do you want to play rock, paper, scissors to see who has to go
first?
I think
so, because I was saying y'all need to get points deducted, because, like, why do we have to go first? Like, because we
don't. Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors. Let's rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Cool. Okay. Right. Best. Just one.
Yeah, you guys
do. Best two out of three.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Let's go!
So you want them to go first?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay. For sure.
I have a question before we start. Okay. What was your guys' GPAs in high school?
Not great, babe.
Oh, awful.
Oh.
Failed math. Yeah, awful.
Great question.
Really?
The daughter of two math teachers, not to brag.
Yeah, I got a 3.9 on my team.
Oh!
Wow.
I think I had I ended college with like a 3.5 or something.
Oh,
or,
that's pretty good for college.
But it really balanced out. Like the physics, I failed. Like I did a lot of bad stuff. Like,
I did a lot of bad stuff in physics.
Okay, yeah. So really Lexi and Becca, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Here we go. First question is, how many players are on the field for each team in the NFL?
Oh, I don't. Great.
11.
Oh my gosh, Becca, yes! That was so good.
I do not know sports.
Do you know a lot about the NFL, Becca?
She knows 11.
I feel like I pretended I knew a lot in like middle school to like impress boys.
Okay, I did that too.
Okay, yeah.
I still do that.
Yeah. Like I would like look up like rosters. I'd be like, oh, you guys know Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. You see like, that catch he had last night?
That's literally me. I'm like, Phil, what's that guy's name? Or what should I say? I'll be texting a guy and I'll be like, what should I say like about football right now?
I would say that and they'd be like, he wasn't playing last night. I'd be like, yes, by the way.
Like, I'm like, oh, he's out for the season?
I'm literally joking. So.
Oh, man.
Keep up.
Okay. Do you have a team? Do you want to come up with team names?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
100%. Do you have a suggestion?
Come up with a team name. I'm sorry I didn't let you do it.
We're going to be the War Damn Eagles.
War Damn Eagles.
For a suggestion.
Okay.
And I love it. War Eagles.
Blonde
Yeah.
Blonde
War Damn Eagles.
Yeah.
The blondies.
Geniuses?
Yeah. Smaller. the smart blondes.
Smart blondes.
Smart blondes. Okay, we've got the smart blondes and the War Damn Eagles. War Damn Eagles, you're up. Next question is, what does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Yes.
Oh, thank
good job.
Oh my God, I got nervous for that one too. I was like suddenly like questioning everything.
Isn't it crazy? Like you get your heart starts beating when it's like I should know this.
The football guys are gonna get like just a whiff of this like clip and be like.
Yeah, after them watching through. So like, what is your preferred skincare product? Yeah. Makeup.
If you can make it to here, you're really chill.
Exactly. Okay, smart blondes. Who is the highest paid player in the NFL as of 2021?
This is sports trivia?
Well, this is the sports section.
Well, I think it's...
Really?
Oh, the position or the player?
The actual player name.
Tom Brady.
No. Gosh. All right, for the steal, War Damn Eagles.
I don't know that it's for sure right.
Is that your final answer?
Wait, hang on.
I'm scared.
Guess.
Oh, my God. What's the other player that's not Tom Brady?
10 seconds.
Be a little more.
It's like really, okay, just say that. There's another one that's really popular. Okay,
Mahomes?
Just go.
Say it. What is it?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
My hands are sweating.
Is there another player that's not Tom Brady that's really popular, who's like really well known?
Aaron Rodgers?
I don't fucking know.
Josh Allen?
When was he not the highest paid?
Or was I don't he know.
I was thinking, yeah, like the new, I mean, she knew at first, but then like, I guess because newer contracts.
New contract,
like,
probably.
A billion.
I've seen that all over TikTok.
I should know.
Also, Alexis.
How many million? 500 million?
Well, yeah. You would know. Alexis literally does his wife's makeup.
Oh.
Love it.
Okay, advantage.
Yeah.
Okay, that was.
She's like, let me phone a friend. It's him.
Weird.
A teammate right here.
I'm gonna give that to y'all. You can have one phone a friend.
Okay.
We could literally. You can have one phone a friend.
We can call people.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
None of my friends answer their phone.
Each of you can have a phone a friend.
I need to make sure like no one's on Do Not Disturb.
Each player can have a phone a friend. Got it?
Okay. Wait, how many questions are there?
There's 24.
Oh, wow.
Next question for the Smart Blondes is, how many teams are currently in the NFL?
So tired of this
question. I'm so sorry.
I know you are.
It's my podcast.
Girl.
Come on.
It's my fucking podcast.
I'm girl.
Okay, y'all are at
what
time.
What are you guys snickering about over there?
Y'all are
the
at
answer?
Time.
I don't want to. Yeah. You give it a wild guess.
Oh, come on.
You have 10 seconds. Do you want to phone a friend?
Oh.
You can have a minute.
Who are you going to phone?
Can I Google?
No! Okay, do you want to phone a friend for this question?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a minute. But once they answer.
Who am I going to call?
Who are you calling?
She's calling Jesus. Literally not kidding. Oh.
Who is that?
Hello. How many teams are in the NFL? 30.
Wrong.
Ooh. My phone a friend on trivia killed me. I love you, Jesus. I'll talk to you later.
Is that your crush?
Just the love of my life.
Oh,
I love it.
And one of my best friends.
Okay.
You never know.
Imaginary date?
Okay. Do you want to see all?
Yeah, I think, do you know or should we phone?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to call Patrick and say, pray to God he answers.
Damn, I really.
Pray to God he answers. Speaker, yeah.
I'm sweating.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
I feel like it's got to be around 30.
What if he doesn't answer?
I'm sure he fucking will.
No, I don't trust my friends.
Are you on set? Sorry. How many teams are in the NFL?
32. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sorry.
Was that right? 32?
Let's go, Patrick!
I think he was on set.
He's really nervous.
I know, he sounded like he was asleep.
I bet I am loving the dedication.
Wow.
Thank God he answered.
Sorry, you're on set.
I knew we were
Chrissy Teigen right now. Literally.
Chrissy Teigen. Hello, Chrissy Teigen. Whoa. Thank you.
Okay, so y'all got that one. That was a steal.
What is it, 2-4?
It's 3.
3-1. Right?
Weird.
Yeah, 3-1.
That's not what I was expecting.
Okay. It's okay. 3-1, not bad. You're only down 2.
We're still in the sports section.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next question is for you guys. Yeah, we're still in the sports
section. Patrick just said, what is happening?
Okay, War Damn Eagles, the question is, who is the quarterback with the most Super Bowl championships?
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yes. We are so fucking sports
so
right
good.
Now.
We're so talented. We're built like athletes.
I know, it's like insane. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I get that all the time.
Okay. Question for you guys, okay. For the smart blondes, is Michael Jordan won how many NBA titles with the Chicago Bulls?
I don't even know he played for the Chicago Bulls. I'm like, wasn't he on the Wizards?
Yeah, I don't think I can get this.
Michael Jordan won how many NBA titles with the Chicago Bulls?
Two, three, like four. How many years is he with them?
I don't know. You have 10 seconds.
Pick a number 1 through 5 at the same time.
No, you pick a number.
No, we'll say at the same time.
Three.
If it's the same one.
Two, one.
Three.
Wow.
No. Wow, good synchronization there. Okay, War Damn Eagles, steal for the steal.
Like, could be 2, could be 100. Genuinely have no clue.
May you ask the question once more?
Michael Jordan won how many NBA titles with the Chicago Bulls?
Okay, how, on average, how long is someone with a team? Like, a couple years.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not that. And you guys said 3?
Yeah.
I think we should say 2.
Say.
Let's do 2.
I'm so sorry, I'm laughing.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it's a big number.
It's 6.
Oh.
Okay. How long was he with them?
For a while.
Oh, okay.
But he, have you not seen Last, I mean, you haven't, The Last Dance? You need to watch it.
I watched it, like, however many years ago. Like,
oh, it's really good. It's really good. It's
noted
the
for
documentary.
Next time I
yeah, I'll go back to the football forget. Questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up on the next sports date I go on.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So, like, how many titles did he win when he was with the Chicago Bulls, yeah. Michael Jordan?
How many
titles?
Like, isn't it crazy he won 6 titles?
Isn't it crazy? 6 all titles.
Okay, 2 more sports questions. Okay. I think it's for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Because you just did
we
the steal.
Stole.
Every year on Memorial Day, a sporting event is held. What exactly is it?
When is Memorial Day? Is that in the spring?
I think
or
so.
The fall? Can I ask when Memorial Day is? what's
no.
the date?
I can't tell you.
Okay,
please. Spring? Because Labor Day is September, isn't it? So I think.
Yeah. Okay, Memorial Day is spring. So in which sporting event is
yeah.
held?
10 seconds.
Oh. It's definitely not something I watched because I
no,
didn't even
not
know
the
this
slightest.
Was a thing.
Like something tennis? Sure. Like a tennis tournament?
Is that your final
yeah.
answer? No.
Fuck. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. For the steel, smart blondes.
When is Memorial Day?
In the spring.
It is in the spring.
It is?
Yeah.
It's we definitely right. not the
yeah. 15 yeah. seconds left.
Oh, gosh. Sporting event?
Yeah.
Baseball?
Sure.
No, the World Series.
No, the World Series would be
it's
over.
It's
5 seconds.
Soccer?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Soccer. No, the Indianapolis 500.
It's like on the tip
Damn
of my
it.
Tongue.
Wow, that's so crazy.
That
You're from Indiana.
I know. Really okay, last question for the smart blondes. What is the only NFL franchise that has never hosted or played in the Super Bowl?
It was a really bad team.
You've been a naughty team.
Never been
20
in
seconds.
A freak. Okay.
Football people are just cringing
yeah,
at this
no,
right
no.
now.
I'm literally doing football people so
no, dirty. I'm just
dirty
a team. Girl.
Are we
just
Barstool?
Girl.
Yeah, we're literally Barstool right now.
Yeah.
4 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
The Dolphins.
No.
No,
were,
they definitely have. The Chiefs.
No.
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 I don't know.
I would go with the first one.
Lions.
The Lions.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
Team.
Okay.
War Damn Eagles for
okay.
the steal.
Oh, I'm so sorry to the people at home.
The Dolphins were.
I'm cringing at myself.
It was. I feel like I remember seeing their colors.
Love the colors.
I have they have no.
Go Dolphs! Alexis, you're a football girl.
I know, but I keep up with the Chiefs, not really everyone else.
Think about who's bad.
Who do they play? Like, and then his really bad game.
Yeah. Who do they always blow out of the water? 10 seconds.
There's only one team?
Yep.
So embarrassing.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know.
They've never hosted or played in the Super Bowl.
Just throw out a guess.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Like, literally, my mind is blank.
Who
I
is
can't
it?
Think of anything.
Don't have anyone?
I don't think so.
Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. I literally knew
Wait,
that.
Is that with Joe Comerboro, or does he not play for
no.
that team? What team does he play?
The Bengals.
Love them. Do they have similar color palettes or
yes,
not really?
Yes, they do.
Okay, that
Good
makes
job.
See?
Yeah. Cincinnati, and they're both in Ohio.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Okay, see? So it's fucking
Joe
smart.
Burrow's so hot.
Yeah, he's really great. Mm-hmm. Really great to look at.
Who is your favorite, or who do you think is the hottest football player?
Kels.
Wait, who's
For
the
sure.
Travis Kelce?
Kelce? Oh my God, are you kidding?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Who do there's you think's hot?
There's a new one that everyone's talking about.
Joe Burrow?
Josh Allen? Jalen Hurts?
Travis. What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Justin Herbert? You need to date him. Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Alexis, don't you think Becca should date Justin Herbert?
Of course.
Wait, I want to see a picture.
He's so hot. He's younger, okay. I think.
He's a quarterback?
Oh, he looks like
yeah,
a skater boy
for the Chargers.
Right here.
For the Chargers.
Oh, wow. That's not his best photo.
Becca. I think he's young, too. Okay. I think yeah. he's the youngest
he's
quarterback.
He's 24.
Okay.
Becca!
That's perfect age range.
Okay. Justin yeah. Herbert, slide into Becca's DMs
yeah.
right now. Okay, moving on to entertainment.
Oh,
I know you guys
God.
Are waiting.
Oh,
we're not going to look like idiots anymore. You're not the dumb blood.
Okay, so you guys, did you go first and then they stole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
it's your turn.
Yes.
Okay, what is the name of the director behind Avatar and the Titanic?
No, I hate Avatar. I don't hate it. It seems like a great series. I just, it's so long.
So long.
Directors, who are like really famous directors?
20 seconds left.
You just need to add in. Like,
do you want to phone a friend?
Oh, Matt would know this. Yes.
Wait, but Alexis has to call.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, do you have Matt's number? Matt no. King? Can I give her a number?
Three, two.
I feel like I can give
I don't
her
think he's
going
to answer. He doesn't know me.
No, I feel like it has to go from her.
That's
I'm
really
so
rude.
Sorry.
Okay, well, we're passing this.
Okay, one. Guess.
You got it, babe.
Ooh. A director.
You have a
I'm not good at directors. I'm just good at like.
I don't know a single director.
Okay, are you just passing?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies, Smart Blondes for the steal. Director for Avatar and the Titanic. I feel like y'all are going to be like, oh.
No, of course.
Is it a household name?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Do you want to call, phone a friend, Becca?
I'm trying to think of
who would
like
know.
No one would know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know. Who else?
5, 4. Three,
add,
two. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
It's definitely not Steven Spielberg, but we'll give that one.
Okay.
Try.
James Cameron.
We like, just looked it up.
Oh.
Never heard that name until
yeah.
that time.
Really?
Ago.
Yeah.
No. Well,
I've
him.
Heard the name, but
Schultz.
I don't.
Titanic
I'm
and
sure he's
Avatar?
Amazing.
James Cameron,
obviously
yeah.
killing it, but mm-hmm.
they're two different.
Great for him.
Aesthetics.
They're also
like.
Both the highest grossing films ever. Avatar and Titanic, I'm pretty sure.
What a king.
Okay. I know.
Rich.
Yeah. How did he go from Titanic
he said,
to Avatar?
Rich.
Like, no
idea.
He really said, like, so let's just switch this up.
No idea.
James Cameron.
Have you guys seen Entourage?
Yes.
No.
They talk about James Cameron in there a lot.
Oh, like I've seen Entourage.
Okay. Okay.
He's 68.
Oh.
Is he single?
Lexi.
Might he be dating right now?
Yeah.
No, I'd love a 30-year-old. I
there
think
you go.
28, 29, 30.
Oh, I think that's
great. Not
Thanks.
Not 27.
Just
no,
out.
I. Baby, I never.
Oh my gosh, are you fraternizing with the other team?
Well.
Oh.
Okay. Smart Blondes, this is your question. What is the name of the 2008 Batman movie directed by Christopher Nolan?
The Dark Knight.
Kim Kardashian.
I know.
The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Woo!
Good job!
We're back.
Fully
glam
boss.
Yeah.
2-4.
Okay, we can pull.
You're,
yeah, we'll get back.
Easy. I'm lost.
Okay. Next question is, which actor voiced Lightning McQueen in Cars?
I just know Tub Mater. Isn't that like...
Think about
Wilson
his voice.
Was one of the voices, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, I could see
was
that.
Was he that one?
Okay, which one? The country one was the one in the little...
15
like
seconds
brown
left.
Truck.
Yeah.
I think we should just say it.
Like Yeah, I feel like it's Owen Wilson.
It is. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Alexis. Really
good. That was good.
Who was it?
Owen Wilson.
I like instantly heard his voice. I was like, oh, that's
right?
Yeah. That's a great, good job, ka-chow. Alexis.
Good job. Oh my God, ka-chow. I can hear it in his voice now. Right? Yeah.
Okay, Smart Blondes, your question is, who wrote the book that HBO's Big Little Lies is based on?
Oh.
You should know this, Lexi.
I know. I can picture her.
Yes. So she's really famous.
15 seconds.
She's really famous.
You got it.
Lexi's a reader.
Oh, really?
I only watched the show. who did
5 seconds.
Reese Witherspoon? Laura.
Mercier.
I heard she's really good at writing books.
Jennifer, it's like a white girl name.
Okay.
Your time's
Susan,
up.
Susan, okay. Stacy.
Yes, you're close. Okay. Lauren? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Leanne Moriarty.
Oh.
Moriarty. I was going to say that.
Because I read The Husband's Secret. Anyway, she also wrote that.
I put that in there because I was like, I'm sure Lexi will know. Get it.
No, I appreciate that.
It's okay. All right. War Damn Eagle. What was Mickey Mouse called initially? What was his OG name?
Do you have any like Disney people on your phone? Like a phone? Mickey Mouse.
Do you have any Disney friends?
Potentially. I know, I was just trying to think of like Disney adults. Fuck, I wish you called.
It's a guess I'm giving. That's a good one. That'll get
I wonder
the crowd
Brittany would
10
know.
Seconds.
Oh, we got
calling?
A phone.
Oh. My friend Kaylee.
Okay.
Fake.
Literally.
What if she doesn't answer?
I feel like you should get another phone a friend if she doesn't
I agree.
Answer.
That's a good, thank you.
All right.
To an fake.
Do you want to call someone else? System.
She's like my only Disney adult friend. Do you have any Disney adults?
I do. I have. I don't have any Disney adults. Like Patrick again, but there's also Brittany Broski. She like might why? Be kind of Disney adulty.
Okay, I'll let you call one more person.
Let's say that one just for the
Brittany Broski.
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
Hey, my angel baby. Okay, I know. Hey, I'm on TK's podcast right now. You're on speakerphone. You're live on the air. Okay, so we're trying to. I know you go to Disney and like you. I just see a lot of Disney shit on your page and whatnot. Okay, what was the question?
What was Mickey Mouse called initially? We're playing trivia.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Mickey
Lord.
Mouse called. Well, he was Steamboat Willie. Or there was another character called Oswald the Rabbit.
Steamboat. TK is making some Steamboat disgusting Willie. Faces.
That wouldn't make sense.
Well, there was Steamboat Willie.
It was Steamboat Willie.
Okay, can you think of any other guesses, babe? Because it doesn't seem like either of those are right based on TK's facial expressions.
Wait, what is she? Hold on. Explain to me what she's looking like.
She's just looking like, huh? Like, do what now for me kind of thing.
If it's not Steamboat Willie, then it's probably some early rendition of Mickey, like.
Okay, she's giving me like good signs there.
It's like a.
Come on, baby.
Old fucking names.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on.
You're so close.
Like, Richard Willard. Oh no, it's got to start with an M. Come on now. Something gross like.
Mortimer Mouse. Yes! Brittany! Yes!
Steamboat
yes!
Willie!
No, you won. We just Mortimer. Won $50,000.
I'm Anastasia Beverly Hills Cosmetics.
Yes. Oh my. Okay, I love you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer.
It needs
our
to.
Our butt was.
Sorry,
we
you.
Were.
Bye.
No.
That was crazy.
I thought about Michael.
That yeah. was crazy.
So hot for that.
That
wow.
was really good.
She it was a journey.
She was like mm-hmm. Richard Steamboat Willie Mortimer.
Well, she has a Mickey Mouse tattoo as well.
Get
so,
out.
Yeah. She said it was burning just now. So.
Oh.
I knew I'd seen because I've seen her Disney vlogs. I've seen her like going to Disney, and so I just felt like that was
wow.
Was right.
Good phone a friend.
Yeah, that was good.
I was really nervous.
God.
She all really right. had to go
wow,
through.
Wow, my friends
it.
Are fake.
I just bother my friends 24/7.
Amazing. Okay, too smart funny. Blondes, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is one of the most iconic lines from Forrest Gump?
Run, life, Forrest,
life,
run.
The box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes. Good job, Becca.
Yes.
Good job, Becca.
Whatever.
Okay, Becca.
Becca!
Okay, relax.
Becca. Hey,
we got the original Mickey Mouse name.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. We're thinking Michael
okay,
Mouse. Mouse.
Okay. Next question. It's not entertainment.
Okay. It's, you're going to give us a category, kind of like Raw Dog in it?
It's just kind of like... Like you would learn this in school. Yeah, miscellaneous, I guess.
Okay. Well,
okay, we'll call it school.
Okay.
Okay. What is the hardest rock on Earth?
Oh, I got it.
Could that be like a planet? Okay, Becca, let's.
She doesn't look very like.
Sorry, I need to be poker face.
Wait, yeah, on Earth?
Is it like on the.
10
rock,
seconds.
Rock on Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, clarify.
Rock on Earth.
That's okay, why I laughed. On Earth. Because you said planet.
Whatever,
I was like, okay.
Honestly, you take it away.
Oh, well, I mean, you got
three,
it.
Three,
I mean,
two.
Like a diamond?
One. Is that your final
Ooh.
Answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes!
Tristan!
Yes.
How many points do you have?
Oh. You now have seven. Oh. And they have three.
Really? Embarrassing.
Okay. They're
Wait, what were you guys saying?
No. We were saying diamond.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I had no fucking clue.
I knew that. You guys were going to say that. Okay. Which country has the greatest number of natural lakes?
Country?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at countries.
Yeah.
Five.
You better.
Four. Three.
Canada?
Yes.
What?
Good job,
Wait,
guys.
What was this?
We Canada.
Canada. Okay.
For the comeback, 4-7. I don't know why
four
I said three.
4-7?
Yeah, they have seven.
Oh.
All right, Wardamigo, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What is the name of the desert that spans the majority of northern Africa?
Sahara?
Yes. Good job, Tristan. Damn, Auburn really paid off.
Thank you, Auburn. I appreciate you guys.
Wardam Eagle.
Get me a reimbursement on my tuition.
All right, ladies.
Awesome.
What company has used Santa Claus in their advertisements every year since 1931?
I know.
Oh.
Wait.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think?
I think that's a good guess.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
But I feel like you're right.
Yeah.
Macy's? No.
Coca-Cola. Fuck.
Go ahead.
Wait, what did they guess?
Macy's.
Is it Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Yeah.
No!
Wow. Good job, guys.
I used to work for Coke, so. It's like, yeah.
Unfair advantage.
I knew when you looked away when I said Coca-Cola that I was like, that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She
I was trying to have
Macy's
the poker face.
And we said Coca-Cola.
Good. I'm
we
glad. My brain was
I thought the poker face you went.
She said, oh, what was that?
Okay.
Didn't hear that one?
What connects the muscles with the bones?
Muscles. So that's like.
It's got to be like.
It's not a. I don't think. Because
no, because there's like.
That's like.
It just five.
Floating around.
Four.
Yeah.
Tendons.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Oh.
That my is correct.
I'm so smart.
Oh my gosh, guys. You're killing it.
I know. What, are
literally.
There 9-4?
10-4.
We can split the prize money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think. If I'm keeping track correctly. We'll have to double track. What animal has the longest lifespan?
Turtle.
Yes!
Oh! Mm.
Wow. Giant tortoise. I'm counting turtle, though.
She knew it.
Yeah. Okay, 5-10. Come on, guys. Come back.
Okay, yeah, we're
you
coming back.
This.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my fight.
What was the name of the Kardashians' clothing boutique in Calabasas?
Dash!
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Love.
Finally, our Kardashian question.
About.
We've been waiting for that
okay.
one.
Okay, last question is, name three Kardashian-Jenner spinoff shows.
Chloe,
wait, keep, take Miami, take New York.
We need full names.
Mm-hmm. Life with Kylie.
Who was on it?
Life of Kylie.
We need full names.
Who went to Miami? Was
Chloe and
Courtney.
Chloe and Courtney take Miami. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who went to Miami?
Josh. There's one with just Chloe.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like Keeping Up with Chloe, I think.
Life of Kylie.
Life of Kylie.
So Chloe and Courtney Take Miami, is that one?
Mm-hmm.
And then Life of Kylie, is that one?
Is it Kim and Courtney Take New York? Or is it Kim and Chloe Take New York?
Yeah.
Is there another spinoff? Does Caitlyn Jenner have a spinoff?
Oh, I don't know. Does Chris have a spinoff?
No, I don't think so. Oh, and then Kardashians, the new Hulu. So there's like keeping
I'm going to count that. Yep. Yep.
Damn.
Great job.
Thanks. Good job.
Amazing. Okay. Well, unfortunately, that was the end.
Oh.
I know.
There was sports and then just school?
Yeah, and then I only did a few pop culture because I feel like the last pop culture people knew too many. So I wanted to get more spicy.
That was really good.
Sports really threw me off.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's on brand for you. I know you're a sporty girl. I just like really came in hot. We were like, we're the winners. We're the winners. Oh, we're the winners.
That's okay.
I'm feeling a little bit embarrassed.
I'm just as surprised as you all.
Let's just say
I'm a little embarrassed.
We really did suck.
Maybe I'll do
good
more.
Good game, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank God for Brittany and Patrick.
They saved us.
They really did.
Jesus.
They really did.
Good with number 30.
Yeah.
30.
The final two. Who would you have called, Becca?
I don't know. For like a sports question, I feel like I'd call my brother-in-law.
That's a good one. So guys, Becca's a really good singer.
Thank you. Okay. So
we were wondering, could we make a song right now?
Yeah.
I was thinking like Pitch Perfect energy.
Okay.
And what song do you guys want to sing?
Should we do Pitch Perfect?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Like one of the Pitch Perfect songs.
Which one?
Yeah.
Okay, which one? Yeah.
What's that one that they're doing the riff off?
Oh, love the riff off.
The riff off's the best part.
Yeah. Me and my friends, we have a group chat called the Barton Bellas. We're so obsessed with Pitch Perfect.
They're choosing a song.
Yeah.
So you're really on the hook for this
one. So which song should we do, Alexis?
The riff off. Definitely.
Hang on, I'll find
it. Wait,
like, I like the way.
Yeah.
Got it back. Right?
Oh, I also wanted to say, she was saying that you sounded like Justin Bieber, and I really, do you know the song Fall by Justin Bieber?
That's my favorite Justin Bieber song of all time. Oh my God.
I don't either.
My wedding song. That is the best Justin Bieber song of all time. Oh my God.
Do you guys live there? Me too. Okay, I feel a little uncultured right now.
No, it really, you guys, you have to.
Show them how you sound like Justin Bieber.
Okay, I feel like I have to.
Is the biggest Justin Bieber fan.
Diehard believer.
I have to like sing it with it, or else it's gonna sound really embarrassing.
That's fine.
It's all good.
I'll give it to you.
I feel like I've seen your TikToks now. I think
she sounds just like him.
It's all making sense.
It's just a little hobby.
Do you feel like? How did you find out that you sound like him? Or you can sound like him?
I think it was just like posting a regular singing video,
and then people were like,
"You sound like a child, Justin Bieber," and I was like, "Okay." So then I just like fully, I was like,
took that and
let
run
me
with
just
it.
Took it, take it and run with it.
I like my party trick is making my friends do warm-ups, like vocal warm-ups at pre-games and just like stuff
Wait,
like
fun.
That.
Let's really... lead a
What's
vocal
your
warm-up?
Vocal warm-up?
Okay, well, shit. Okay.
You got to get warmed up.
Yeah, let's warm up
our performances.
So let's do Vivo V. Okay, and then you move your arms like this to kind of get the... So you go, Vivo, 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 and then go up on the next one. Okay,
okay,
ready? Let's start right here.
I'm going to mouth it.
Vivo, 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 Vivo,
Vivo, Vivo, Vivo, Vivo, Vivo, Vivo,
And you're supposed to, like, move around when you sing to kind of, like, open you up.
All right. Take it away.
Okay. Well,
okay, you should be warmed up now.
What's another warm-up? I want to do another one.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Yes.
You can do Me, May, Mama, Moo.
Okay.
Me, May, Mama, Moo.
Me, May, Mama, Moo.
Me, May, Mama, Moo.
Me, May, Mama, Moo. You always sound fucking terrible.
I don't know if I can.
Or red leather, yellow leather.
Oh, yeah, that one's hard.
That's hard.
I'm horrible at that.
Red leather, yellow leather. I can't do it.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow.
We already won.
Anyways, okay.
Toy boat over and over again.
Oh,
I hate that one.
Boy, toy boat, toy boy,
boat, toy boy,
toy boat, toy boy,
toy boat.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Okay, Becca, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I want a drum roll, but I can't.
Oh my God, I feel like
let's go, Justin.
Like a radio show.
You guys can sing along if you want.
I'm so excited.
Like, I can't promise the.
Should we back? Oh my God.
I'm gonna cry.
Justin Bieber together sometimes.
Okay, wait. I have to get
my favorite hobby.
It's kind of nerve wracking.
Oh.
Wait. Okay. I have to like do the swoop.
Wait, this is so impressive, Becca.
I have to like get in character, or else it's really embarrassing. Okay. That should be me holding your hand. That should be me making you laugh. That should be me. This is so sad. Do you believe? But that should be me.
That is so scary. Yeah, like, how good it is.
That's an amazing talent.
Wait, and I love your voice.
Thank you.
You're so good. I need to follow you on TikTok. Like, I know. Yesterday.
So is that your regular singing voice with a Justin spin, or is your regular singing voice?
No, okay. I have to get into character for that one.
Okay, with the swoop.
Yeah. For sure.
Do you have any wigs, or do you just like go full?
No.
The iconic white outfit with the purple shoes.
You need to see him for Halloween.
Oh, that would be so good.
So good.
I used to have the Justin Bieber swoop. I had before I went though.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really.
I had to like stop doing those videos because I was like getting too many like baby Justin Bieber, and I was like, I don't. Like, is that me? Like, do I want to really be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Well, you sound really great, regardless. Yeah. Maybe Justin Bieber, your normal self. You sound amazing. I love it, 100%.
It's really impressive. So I mean, not many people. Or? Yeah, let's a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Isn't it like zoom, 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 zoom? How do they start?
There is a zoom, zoom, zoom one. Why it's since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay, do you want me to design the art?
Okay.
Okay, who wants
gonna
to be
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom?
TK's really wanting Zoom, 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 so I want to give that
to her. A little call to it, huh?
And then
Zoom.
Who wants to be the pooch?
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Okay, you want to be pooch, pooch, yeah. All right, we need a zoom, 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 zoom. Okay, cool.
That's you.
That's you.
That kind of fits, yeah.
It was covered.
And then I'll come in with you dedicated, you took the time.
Okay,
as we
should.
Yeah, we can do it. So you can go, since you've been gone, and then I'll come in.
You hit that. You're a planner.
Okay. You're a Capricorn.
I know. Have to.
Are you the lower Zoom?
I'm the higher Zoom.
Okay, so I'm Zoom.
Your Zoom is first.
Your Zoom is first.
So you'll hear
just
it.
You start us off.
No. Your Zoom is first, by the way.
With the microphone,
by the way, my Zoom's first.
I feel like I'm going to be so obnoxiously loud if I go.
Guys, I've been wanting to go to a recording studio so bad. So
we're
this is really great. I know.
Yeah, this is
we're literally in one.
This is the moment, baby. Live it. Can you imagine?
Still get it.
We're the new band. Me.
American Idol.
Pentatonics coming right
now. I know Harry Styles is tonight, but you should come see us.
We're having a live show. It's going to be at Barney's Beanery.
So do I do a lower Zoom or does Lexi?
We're like raw dogging the Zooms earlier. Hang on. Okay.
Okay. Zoom, 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 zoom. Since you've been gone.
Okay, well that was good. I'm sweating.
Expression. I'm literally sweating. Okay.
Did we hit that or did we hit that?
I mean, Becca, that was amazing. You really let us.
What about us?
Yep, same with the Zoom.
Yeah,
same with
what the
Alexa. Fuck? Oh yeah, you could be anywhere without you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess to wrap this up, this podcast is called Making Moves. And
with TK.
Yeah, with TK. So I want to know, what are you guys doing to make moves in 2023 besides joining an a cappella group?
You want to start?
Sure. I would love to. Thanks, Tristan.
Alexis, what are you doing to make moves? And how can we help you? Let us know if there's any way.
Honestly, I've been talking about this a lot on TikTok recently. I feel like every year for me has been so work focused. All I do is like go to work. Work my ass off, come home, go to bed, don't hang out with anyone. And this year I'm trying to, like, actually have friends again and do stuff and go to events and, like, be social again. So I've been doing really good at that
far
this
year.
Oh,
great. We can help her with that, too.
Yeah. Like, let's hang out more. Let's do things.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do more of that. And then, honestly, just, like, move more into a different route of people that I'm working with. I feel like the last few years I've been doing all the influencers, which I love them so much. But I'm kind of ready to move into, like, the traditional celebrity space. Hailey Bieber.
Hell yes. I can help you with that, of course.
I will be like your chef or something. I'll come over and pretend chef, to like work for you. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, I make like Lean Cuisines or something. I'll
do something.
Love a Lean Cuisine.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Those are great goals.
Yeah. Amen.
Hailey Bieber, anyone else that you're dying to do?
I mean, I would love to do Miley. Like, I love singers. So anyone kind of in that world, but Hailey's like number one for sure.
Okay. I can see it for you.
Yeah.
Little peptide glaze meets the exactly. blush, and yeah,
a little glowy glazed donut.
Glazed donut,
oh, for sure.
I love it. Tristan, what about you?
I would say I really want to start working more on stuff that makes me like happy, because I have still have a 9-to-5 job, like still like in the corporate world. Love my marketing people and my coworkers and stuff, and I just love the, you know, that aspect of like. But I miss like going into the office, because like my job is like so far away, so I never go to the office. So with that being said, I kind of want to really start doing stuff that's like my own boss, like doing
amazing
stuff that's like. Yeah. Making my own videos, you know, going into the record, the recording studio. Yeah, yeah. And just like, I don't know, like we have a podcast, me and Patricia, so I want to like take it to the next level, get a studio and like just make it like feel legit. And then also kind of move into more like, you know, I would love to just like surprise someone with like a really big guest and just be like, holy
oh,
shit.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe this is not the year, but maybe it could be. You really never know. Oh, and my number one dream this year is to go on a red carpet for a award show.
Oh.
And go
to
an award show.
I can't wait to see your glam amazing bot.
I know. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, the glam bot.
I know. I need it. Maybe you could give me a little bit of like.
For sure.
Because I get red, so I need like a little bit of.
A little grooming. Yeah,
what would you do for the glam bot? Like what movement would you do?
It's like such a hard thing. And I think it really just depends on when I get there and step into the scene.
Depends on the outfit, too.
Yeah, because like, you could have the glasses.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would probably like. Glitch out when they like. Ask
I just
to
know
do
mine would be
moves.
So bad.
Yeah, mine would be really
because it happens
sweet.
So fast.
Ladies, let's have some confidence. Come on, you're probably in front of the camera. Hilarious. Like,
realistically, y'all, we could all be at a red carpet somewhere all together with a glam bot
zoom,
this
zoom,
year.
Zoom, yeah. Zoom, yeah. Zoom,
doing,
yeah, yeah.
Doing
zoom,
our performance zoom, zoom. And all doing a glam bot together.
Yeah. True.
We all need to believe.
I feel like I would get nervous about them catching my smile before I'm smiling. You know, when it's like the.
Yeah.
And then it's like all the act and then the end is like the.
It doesn't make anyone look bad though, I feel like.
It's like that's true. I've never seen a bad glam bot. That's
true. They probably picked like.
I have seen some bad glam bots.
Really?
With some TikTokers. And I will not name who. I mean.
Share with the class.
Maybe I don't want to start any drama, but
respectfully, do your own research.
Yeah, respectfully, it's very easy to find and who's the bad one was.
Interesting.
And I feel kind of awful. I've talked to some of my friends about it, but you know what? There's some bad ones. Oh,
man. Well, I will say, how cool is it that last year when you were on my podcast, probably around this time, your podcast didn't even exist.
And TK was
now,
really the, she made moves for us.
No, and now you literally have merch for your podcast.
That is crazy.
Which is epic. Where can everyone buy the merch, by the way?
I love it. Yes. Oh, everyone can buy the merch on, I think it's shopgritsglam.com.
Okay, we will confirm that in the
shop.
Description.
Just follow Gritsglam on Instagram.
Amazing.
Love y'all.
I love the hats, by the way.
Thank
they're really
you.
Cute.
I'll get you one.
They're really cute. Okay, Lexi, what moves are you making in 2023?
You're not going to tell us what moves you're making?
Yeah, wait.
That's really good.
I don't know. Hi, Niall. I'm getting nervous. Okay.
On the spot sometimes.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to get into hosting more. And I want to have a schedule with uploading on YouTube because I've never had one. So that's something I'm trying to do and step more into the short form content. So like utilize YouTube shorts and whatever. And then I'm also trying to be more active, but I'm trying to take more risks and just be overall more healthy and be outside.
Take some more risks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten a little comfortable and I've been really like wanting to branch out of my direct friend group. Like I love them and I adore them, but I feel like I've gotten a little comfortable and I want to be stimulated by different types of people and minds and things and activities. So I'm trying to do that.
That's totally necessary. I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I think it's good to have your core group of friends, and especially if you can collaborate with them, that's fantastic. But then if they are your core group of support as well as work, then it does get you comfortable and you're like, there
and it's
are so
similar
many amazing people out here and I'm in the city that everyone's trying to make their dreams come true.
And it's like, such similar questions.
Always, yeah.
Or conversation, so I'm trying to.
And you're such a great host, so.
Aw, thank you. I'm trying to do more like live stuff, do more hosting in general. I even kind of want to get a microphone to do like on the street man interviews type stuff.
Love you on a radio show.
Thank you.
Have you seen the TikTok of the little kids who have the little radio?
No.
Like kids.
Wait,
oh
I need
gosh,
to see this.
The funniest thing ever.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna have to send it to me. Okay, Lexi, what moves are you making in 2023?
So I'm the host of the At Lexi podcast, and I love it. It is my heart and my soul, even though I'm from YouTube originally, and I still really like YouTube. I took a little break. It felt like YouTube got really stale last year. Like, everyone kind of evaporated.
where I was posting videos. I'm like, hello, is anyone on here? Like, I know you're all on TikTok, but like, is anyone watching medium to long form content?
Mm-hmm.
But as of recently, I've been posting on YouTube again. I've been making a lot of book content. I'm a big reader, and now that there's like a book talk and BookTube, it's like, well, let me share what I've been reading with you all. And a mix of posting on YouTube is the goal this year, as well as continuing the podcast. And it's L-E-X-I-E with the at sign, because my handle on Instagram's at Lexi.
So which is amazing that you have that.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. It's pretty sick. It was a birthday gift from my network back in the day.
Get out.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. I'd come into the office and they're like, check your Instagram and your Twitter in a few weeks. And she just like smiled and walked out of the room. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Wow.
I know.
That's incredible. Which, by the way, I ended up reading Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo because of you.
Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm. Got to try reading. I'm really not.
Everyone around me reads. For reader.
I just learned. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. I just learned how to read. Yeah, maybe that's literally me. I would love to, but it's hard.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a goal.
Do you have any reading tips or advice for people that are like, I don't read?
I actually have a whole book. It's a cheeky little title, but like, how to read if you're dumb. Because I feel like once we left school, the idea of a book, it's like, do I really want that?
Yeah.
There are so many good books out there. I remember the book that got me back into reading, which that would be one of my tips, is to get just a really juicy, quick read.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you can have stuff that's like a little bit tougher, something that you have to really chew on that takes you a while. But just get like a really juicy book initially, something that you find interesting. And at this point in your life, that could be a fiction novel or it could be a nonfiction. Maybe you really want to learn about making money. So instead of reading a romance novel, go into the finance section and get that. Or if you want some scary stories, go into the horror section. There's so many. Or if you just want like a cookbook, that's still sometimes fun to read. I like reading cookbooks more than I like cooking sometimes.
Get out. That's hilarious.
I'll make them eventually.
What are your favorite book recs?
I love Black Swans by Eve Babbitt. She's like a socialite. She just recently passed. And Joan Didion, another great author.
Oh my gosh, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Eve, R.I.P. Joan.
Oh my gosh.
But Eve Babbitt's socialite. She's like talking about doing acid at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
No way.
Like, you know, it's so scandalous and like all of her like little sexual endeavors at like the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah. Oh, it's giving housewives. Yeah. Like,
this is what we need to read.
Band.
Which band?
It's about LA, and it's like about like the 70s, and it's like it's something in the band.
Daisy Jones. Yeah. I think that's based off Fleetwood Mac. Same author as Seven Husbands. Of Evelyn Hugo.
Have you read Seven Husbands?
No, I haven't. I read it.
That's a juicy one. I feel like that Seven is Husbands a good one to get you.
You would love Seven Husbands.
Okay, yeah. Everyone's talking about. I guess I should.
Trust me.
Evelyn Hugo. She's like this New York City girl who's like, I need to make it off to Hollywood, but like I don't know anyone. So she just like marries herself to this one man, then divorces, but like makes herself a little bit farther in Hollywood, then marries another man.
Okay, guys, I'm going to the bookstore and I'm going to get it.
You can have mine.
I'm tired. Do you have it on you, though? Because I'm going to do it, I need to start today.
Okay, then go to the bookstore.
I'm such an all-or-nothing person, too.
Yes,
I decide something, like, I'm doing it.
Read 10 pages a day. That is such a doable goal, and you will eventually get through a book. And, like, now I read, like, 50 pages when I sit down. Also, I feel like the hardest thing is to get through the first 4 or 5 pages, and then you're in.
I feel like I'm a big, like, read the entire book until the last like chapter and then I just drop it.
I'm so good at starting books and then never finishing.
So criminal. You had me until serious. Then you drop
it. That's one of my biggest talents.
I'll be so into it and then like one day I'll just be like, I like will forget about it. And it's
Becca,
always,
that's crazy.
It's the worst. I think it's, I don't know.
Okay.
So those are my moves for the new year.
I love it.
I'm obsessed.
Would you ever write a book?
Oh yeah.
Really?
But I think
do you like
I need, I do like to write, but that's a whole project, and I would want to really be proud of it. I think I need to wait till my 30s to write a book.
Okay, fair. But I would love to read a book you write.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, similarly to what we were talking about before, where, like, no need to get everything done now. Like, we have all these decades of our life. I want to write in my 30s. I want to act in my 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
I want to model in my 60s and 70s.
That's amazing.
So fun. I love that mentality.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
I wrote a TV show in college for a class, like we had to write two episodes, that'd be horrible.
I was like,
big project.
Little project, secret project for you guys. but we had two episodes, and that was actually so much fun. Like, you kind of fall in love with just like writing the characters and basing them kind of off the people that you know, yeah, like loosely, and then giving them different names. And then, like, I would love for one day to have a TV show and then someone, like, see the character and be like, that is awfully lost.
That is based on me.
And I just want them to wonder and I'll never tell them.
Would, I have a friend who just wrote a movie and I'm just, like, so proud of her. I'm like, that is so crazy sick. Thing. That is crazy. What a fun project.
Yeah.
All right, girly. Yeah.
Okay. I think mainly I want to, like, step out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways. Like, I feel like, especially with social media, just, like, try new things, really just, like, be consistent. And then music. I'm going to drop music this year.
Thank God.
Really, I'm going to, like.
Yes.
Will you have an album release party?
Oh, I will.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, we have to come.
We'll come perform. Yeah.
Single release party, album release party, EP, whatever.
Our Garden Bellas.
We're there.
Yes. Yes. Have to be there. Are you kidding?
We'll get different, like, we'll matching outfits.
Like, amazing.
Oh, amazing. I'm so excited. But yeah, I feel like just overall, like, positive mentality. Like, like, that's one of my, like, moves this year.
I love it. Be positive. Do you have an ETA on when the music's going to drop?
So right now I, like, have a bunch of songs that I'm just kind of, like, perfecting, or, like, this last year I've been, like, trying to find my sound, and I'm very, like, picky, and I want it to, like, not, like, I want it to translate well, and, like, for me to, like, really be an artist and not, like, I mean, you know, like, not just, like, throw something at the wall and be like, oh, this is, hopefully it does well because I'm on TikTok. Like, I really want to, like, be an artist, and, like, so I've been taking time. And so it's, like, taking.
That's amazing. How do you find your sound as an artist?
I don't know. It's, like, you go into, like, studio sessions, and then some, like, being in a studio session is very, like, intimidating. Like, when I first moved here, I was, like, in studio sessions, and it was, like, whoa. Like, you have to, like, talk about your feelings, talk about what you're going to write about, like, all these things. You just sing in front of people, like, just.
Super exposing.
Yeah,
which,
super,
by the way,
exposing, like,
Becca, I just have to brag on you, is doing studio sessions with, like, crazy people.
I can't wait to follow you.
She is out here, like, making songs with, like, singers, like, crazy big ones, which is amazing.
I'm very blessed. I have a good team around me, but, yeah, pretty much my sound is, like, well, okay, what I'm trying to, like, go for is, like a vintage-y, like, 50s, 60s feel.
Oh,
like, love. Kind of, I mean, obviously not straight down the line, but you know how people are doing, like, pop punk right now? I kind of want to, like, dive deeper and, like, get that, like, doo-wop.
Ooh, I love that.
Like, Lana aesthetically sounding, but, like, it's crazy when you have something that you want to make and then you're like, that doesn't really sound how I, like, want it. You know, does that make sense? Like, it's so hard to find your sound. But
that's,
I feel like,
really,
it just
interesting.
It just takes some time, some, like,
fast
growing.
Or slow, like, or a mix of,
a mix of both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
Do you like writing songs more or singing songs more?
I like both. I like co-writing though.
Yeah.
I think when I'm talking to someone, I can just, it's a lot easier. I can only sometimes, like, sit down and write a song.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
it takes
writing
a lot.
A song.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Do you have any tips for, I feel like there's a lot of aspiring musicians and singers out there. Do you have any tips for someone that wants to get started?
Honestly, just put yourself out there. Like, I remember in high school, all I wanted to do was, like, move to LA and, like, have opportunities and just, like, be a singer, but I didn't know how to do it. Like, I feel like when you don't live at somewhere that you, like in Arizona, no one's, like, singers. You, like, no one, like, is trying to be an artist.
Yeah.
So I feel like my way was just, like, posting videos on TikTok and, like, that worked out. Like, it got me the connections that I needed. So I feel like any opportunity, if you want to, like, sing at a bar or, like, and, like, just anything, just go for it. Because I feel like it takes some confidence. You have to believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Like, putting yourself out there is scary, but it's so worth it.
So scary, but so worth it.
I love it. Well, I'm so excited to watch you guys thrive this year. Obviously, let me know or anyone else here know if there's any way we can help you make those moves, because that's what this is all about. And I guess, where can everyone follow you and find you? Plug yourself. Go ahead, Becca.
I think mine's Becca Means, B-E-C-C-A. M-E-A-N-S. No way, I just did that. Yeah, find me. DM me if you're single.
Yeah, exactly. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Lexi,
love that.
Where can everyone?
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you?
I'm Lexi Lombard, L-E-X-I-E. L-O-M-B-A-R-D, at Lexi on Instagram, and at Lexi Podcast, Lexi Lombard on YouTube, Lexi Lombard forever. on TikTok. Not that I'm like super active on TikTok. It's more
interesting. I love your TikToks.
Thanks.
They're cute.
Thanks. That's where you can find me.
Amazing. Tristan, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at Tristan_Watson on Instagram. And then on TikTok, I'm Trist Talks. And that's TristTOKS. And then I have a podcast, Grits to Glam, which is grits, like the food, to, like T-O, glam.
So Alabama to glam. California.
Alabama to California, baby.
My Instagram's Alexis Oakley, and my TikTok is just Alexis Oakley with two Y's.
Okay, simple girl.
Easy. We keep it easy.
Love that.
I'm begging for a simplistic, like, something, but I can't find.
Begging for simplistic.
They're all, like, taken.
Begging you.
We just go out of here with singing a song. Hands in. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Be sure to make someone's day this week.
Love y'all.
Bye.
XOXO.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.